come in peace, and who wants to wage war? So he sent regular people to find us out. Sometimes we find that Chazal or Megalot tells us that a person was zeichet to send Malachim, a person came in contact with Malachim, and it tries and tells us the God was the Odom of that person, he has shaykhus to Malachim. Over by Yaakov Avinu, it's not a God. We know Yaakov Avinu already previously had contact with Malachim. So first episode we hear, the Torah would tell us that he sent Malachim. Also, Bechlau, what Yaakov Avinu did, was it the proper thing to do? Chazal had a tain on him. Chazal say by Yaakov, Marzik Boznei Kelev, Misaber Al Riv Loi Loi. By Yaakov Avinu sending Malachim to Esav, it was like holding on to the ears of the dog. A fellow walks to a crossroads and there's this big gigantic dog there. He wants to, and the dog looks like it's asleep. So he wants to see if it's really asleep. If he can go by, so he grabs it by the ears to check, and then the dog tackle wakes up. That's what happened with Esav. Because Baruch Hu told Yaakov, I told you that he's not going to touch you, so what do you have to wake him up for? So it was a time on Yaakov. What was talking to Pshat and Yaakov? I mean, says, Dr. Bianchi, it's Yadua the Malbim. The Malbim says, we mentioned it, B'Shem Adam Mepharshim as well. What was Yitzchak Avinu's kavana when he wanted to give the brachas to Esav? He didn't know that Esav is not what Yaakov is. The Teretz is, Yitzchak Avinu had a grand plan. He knew that Esav is not going to sit and learn in the base medrash. He knew that Yaakov is kulei teira, and Yaakov is kulei ruchni, and Yaakov is no shaykh as teilam azeh. So he needs somebody to take care of him. He wanted to make a Yisachar Zevulun deal over here. Esav would take care of the Gashmias of the world, and Yaakov Avinu would take care of the Ruchnias. Rivka Yimeinu saw Baruch HaKodesh, that's not going to work out. If you have a Yisachar that's a Ben Teira, a Zevulun rather, that's a Ben Teira, and he appreciates what Teira is, so then he could support Yisachar and be Mechaber and Karoi. But someone that has no Shaychus to it is not in the parasha. But this was Yitzchak Avinu's plan. So Yaakov Avinu thought that maybe now the time came that they're meeting after so many years, maybe Taka, this is a Mesugalik time of reinstituting Yitzchok's plan, and maybe Taka there'll be a Yitzchok as a Zevulun deal. For that, he could not send regular people. Regular people, they only see on the outside. They cannot tell what the inner machshav is of the person are. So he sent Malachim. They're able to see through and through. They are Ruchni Yizdikah beings. And the male will come back and give him a teretz. Afal pi kein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a time on Yaakov Avinu. If you see it didn't work out then, you shouldn't have tried it again now. But this was Yaakov Avinu's plan. Asher lufi said, the Torah tells us, lufi dat man da omar, by Yishloch Yaakov Malachim, he wanted to see what the inner machshavas of Esav were. Maybe it's possible to reinstitute that Yisachar Zevulun deal. Im lovam garti, v'eichar ad otah. So Rashi says, Lo inaseisi sar v'choshev. I did not become a prince or a distinguished person. Elager, I was a stranger, I was a sojourner. Eincho kedai lisnoi seisi al birchoi sabicha. Shebarcheni havi gvir la'achecha. He gave me a brach, I should be a gvir. I should be a master over my brother. Shavalein is kind of me, it wasn't a kuyum in me because I was a ger. So part of Pshat is, since I was a ger, was like the sky would be. So Pshat brought down B'Shem, the sister of Yeshaya Berliner. Ha'isha ha'choma ha'chois of Yeshaya Berliner. She says like this, it wasn't, you can't have taimes about the bracha hevi gvir la'achecha. Sha'arei lo'inis kaim of B, the base yud of gvir was not makuyim. I was only left with the gimel resh. The gimel resh part of gvir, the ger part, does yeh makuyim given, but the B, the base yud in the middle was not, so it's not kedai to hate me for it. The other pshat that Rashi brings down is, im lovan garti, the tayag mitzu shamarti, lo'ilomadati mimayisav aroyim. The first pshat is that im lovan garti is one thing. I was a sojourner, I was a ger, and since it says it in the letters of Taryag, the Taryag mitzvah shamarti, I saw Pshat brought down that the two things are totally zeh b'zeh. Because I was a ger, that's why Taryag mitzvah shamarti. Who al pi, it says in Parshas Va'era. In Parshas Va'era, the Lashon of the Pasuk, we've mentioned it already a number of times, it says that I will give you the land of Eretz Avaseichem, Asher Garuba, that they were gerim in. What does that mean, Asher Garuba? They lived there. What's Asher Garuba? Zoktam Albim over there. That the Derek of the Havas HaKadoshim, they lived in Olam Hazeh, like Gavim. This was not their Makom. They never felt Kavua over here. Their heads were always up in Shemayim. They were always into Ruchnias. They were always into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They never got caught up in the Gashmias. And the Mele, that is why they were Zoychet Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Zeni Hashem Elokecha Aleha, Mereshis Hashona V'Arach V'Shona, it's a Ruchnias Dika land. It's not a land like all other lands which are Gashmi. Eretz Yisrael is the land where the Shechina is. So for someone that acts like a ger in Olam Hazeh, and he's not kavua in Olam Hazeh, and his head is always up in Shemayim, Eretz Yisrael fits them perfectly. But someone that's kavua, listen, there's, that's the pshat over here as well. In Lavan Garti, because I was a ger, I was never a kavua in Olam Hazeh, I always considered myself a traveler in Olam Hazeh, the male I never learned from Lavan, and the Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti, I was able to keep all Taryag Mitzvahs. Vayhi li shor v'chamor, and I had shor v'chamor. So the Meshechach Meshtelzich, why does it not mention Gemalim? Later on, it says that he sent Esav Gemalim. So why does it only say over here, Vayhi li shor v'chamor, it does not mention Gemalim? So, Zokta Meshechach Meshtelzich, the Kibshat. Elokim bora osa es ha'odam yosher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Adam straight, and Adam went, v'heim bikshus chishmainus rabbis. Adam HaRishon was kuloi noitel l'toim with his creation. The Yetzer Hara was not within him. The Yetzer Hara was someone from the outside. He had the capability of trying to get him to do bad. But Adam HaRishon be'etzim within, there was no mixtures, there was no taruvus within him. Right? Now what did he do? He wanted to eat from the Yetzer Das. He thought that he was doing a good tzach with them, and the male of the Yetzirah entered b'soichai, and then within him there was a taruvus toiv and ra. The Avos HaKadoshim, they worked hard in getting rid of that taruvus. They worked hard on being mezachech. The Adam, he should be clean. There should not be anything bad within him. So Avraham Avinu worked hard at it, but he still didn't do it completely. He had a Yishmael. Yitzchok Avinu worked hard at it, but he still had an Esav, there was still some Zuhama left over there. Yaakov Avinu's Mitosa Shlema, all the Shvatim, the Shiftei Kadir, all Kadosh, Yaakov Avinu was able to be Misakin. It's like the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Shufri the Yaakov Avinu Me'ein Shufri the Adam Arishin. The beauty of Yaakov Avinu's Me'ein, the beauty of Adam Arishin, Kaidam Achait, he was able to be Mizakin that. And a yid, be'etzim right now, for Satan we have to fight against the Yetzirah, but a yid is noita l'toiv, the sarsha be'isa, the shivan malchios, is ma'akiv. This is why the Rambam says, you do it like a Rambam in Perek Gimel Milchus Geirishin, kaifan ala mitzvahs, you can force a person to do mitzvahs, you can kaif a person if he's chayv to give a get, Besnes kaifa, I look how you're lacking the rotzen of the person. The teretz is the rotzen apnimi of the adam is to do bad, is to do good. There's no taruvus there. He's noita l'toiv. That is why you're doing it. This is the message of Yaakov Avinu sent Esav. Vahili shor v'chamor. If you want to have a relationship with me, a shor has two simonim of tahara. He's kulay toiv. A chamor is kulay tami. There's no simonim of kedusha whatsoever. A gomel is already a mixture, right? And that's why it says by Rivka, it says by Tirka Val HaGomel, just like a gomel has a simen tumah, she too had a simen tumah that Esav came out of her. There was some taruvus within Rivki Menu. So Yaakov Avinu wanted to make it clear. It's either shor or chamor, good and bad, no taruvus whatsoever. If you want to have that relationship with me, then the boundaries have to be drawn l'chitchil. That's why he does not mention gomel over here, because a gomel is a mixture. He's mixed up. The pasuk goes on to say, Al kein lo yoichu b'nei Yisrael eskid ha'noshe, asher al kaf ha'yerech ad ha'yoyim hazeh. Because the Malach, he touched that part of the thigh by Yaakov and he made him limp, as a zecher of that, lo yoichu b'nei Yisrael's gid hanosh. This is a zecher for the struggle between the Sar Shalesev and Yankov Avinu. We have to remember that. But what's the pshat? What limud can we take from that? That's a double parsha that when a person on Pesach eats matzah, he doesn't eat chametz. It's not just a remembrance of what they ate. There's limudim. Chametz represents the Eitzahara, and matzah represents total chavis from the Eitzahara. And the Yidden, when they went out of Mitzrayim, they freed themselves of the Eitzahara as well. So what is the nekuda over here of not eating the Gid HaNoshe? What lesson does it tell us? So Sham Shem Falhurst says, Amari the Kipshat. He says that when Yaakov Avinu was hurt, when the Sar Shalesa touched that mokim of the Gid HaNoshe, Yaakov Avinu could not use his leg with his full kayach. Nothing was missing. No part of the leg was taken away. It was all there. But Yaakov Avinu lost the ability to step down on the earth with full kayach, to walk like a regular person. He started limping. This is a siman for generations from then until now. Klal Yisrael, when it lives on this world, it can't live with an established standing on this world. They're always in galus. They're always meshubid to the mizayim. Not because they're missing anything. They're not missing anything. Adarabba. Klal Yisrael's nimshul l'chayis. They have tremendous kaychis. They have tremendous kishreinis. Even physical kaychis have tremendous, tremendous courage and boldness. Chazal say, Yoeh an Yusel Yisrael. Poverty is good for Klal Yisrael because they're the azim sheba'umis. Narvos, we're meshubid to a galus. We have to make a shvua. When we went into galus, we have to make a shvua. We're not going to be mired in the umis ha'aylam. And that galus, that shivud malchiyos, that prevents us from treading on this world with the tkifos, from treading with a maimed with tremendous kayak. We have to tread lightly, and we can't utilize our full kayakas. Whether it's we're put into galus one time after another, whether it's pogroms, whether it's anti-Semitism and taking away our rights, whatever it is, we do not have the same rights as the guy, and we cannot walk with confidence like them. What's the significance of that? Shem Shavuot says a very big thing. If we would be equal to the goyim in having rights, then we wouldn't be able to be mekayim our shlichas on this world. Our shlichas in this world is to spread the word that Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us. And we have to be mekadosh shem shemayim. If we would have kishreinus like everybody else and the ability to function like everybody else, you wouldn't see any special siyata d'shmaya on the yin. We're the brightest, we're the strongest, the Chinese are taking over the world. Does anybody see any godliness within them? Punkla hepak, they're kaifrim, they're studious, they have kishrin, they work hard, and they're spreading out, and they're getting tremendous kaiches. They should be tzebrachim, you know, mayor of Yameinu. Right? And it's a scary thing with them, because we're busy with climate change, while they're busy, you know, with supersonic missiles, you know. They should have a mapala over the mice, and no one sees any godliness on them. Mashenkin by Klal Yisrael, we don't have the same mind as everybody else. We don't have the same abilities as everybody else to utilize our koiches. The Afal P came, we're as successful as anybody else, and even more successful than anybody else. Not only in Ruchnias, but we're able to keep up the same standard of living as the rest of the Umas HaOlam. There's plenty of Gvirim, Baruch Hashem, and getting more and more in Klal Yisrael. And the goals did not hold us back at Kiyuzet. That shows that the Shekhinah is with us. That shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu walks with us every step of the way. If we wouldn't have this limping, if we wouldn't have this lack of maimed, you wouldn't see the Kiddush Ein Shamayim. It's only with this that Rav Yaakov Emden is able to declare in his Hakdama to the Siddur, he says, Chei Nafshi. He says, I swear that the Nisim of Klal Yisrael surviving all the years in the Golos and being successful is greater than the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim. He says, but if we'd have equal kishrin, you know, an equal standing, an equal opportunity, then nothing, you know, there would be no Kiddush Ein Shamayim. The Gid HaNoshe represents, this is our lack of maimed on this world. Interesting, I might have mentioned this before. Chofetz Chaim once met the Brisker Rav in a train station. They were talking, waiting for the train. So Chofetz Chaim told him a maisa. He said he had to get a passport. So he went to the Polish office of getting a passport. They asked him for a birth certificate. He was already in his 90s. You know, who says they even had birth certificates? And he said, I'm sorry, I don't have it. So he said, then you have to get witnesses that remember that you were born on that day. You have to get witnesses to testify. So that means you have to have people that were like 100 and something years old that remembered that day. Chofetz Chaim wasn't the Chofetz Chaim the day he was born. So at that time, there was no yet great significance of celebrating his birthday. So I said they didn't accommodate him. The same thing was, he got it some other way. So he told the Brisker Rav, what did that Polak want? What did he want? He couldn't understand that I can't get a birth certificate. He couldn't understand that it's impossible to get witnesses to testify on the day that I was born. The Teretz is, if the Polak believed that a Yid has a mind in this world and a Yid has equal rights to everybody else, then I have to accommodate you. But the Polak and the Hungarian and the Russian and the Goyim in general, they believe that a Yid has no mind in Olam Hazeh. Who are you? I'm not going to worry about you. Go find yourself Adam on the day that you were born. That is the attitude of the guy. Of Adas is the limud from the Gid Hanasha. Vayaretz Esav lekrosso, and Esav ran towards him, vayichabkehu, and he hugged him, vayipo al tzavoroi, vayishakehu, he kissed him, vayivku, vayisa zeyno, vayaretz hanasha, vayilodem, vayoymer, mi eilelach. Who are these to you? And Yaakov Avinu said, "Hayilodim Ashechonan Elikim as Abdech." So, Dr. Yaakov Galinsky, what exactly was Esav asking over here? Mi Eilala, who are these to you? Well, you can't figure it out. I mean, it is a little bit obvious if you see women there with children. So, who are they? Who are they? Obviously, there were Yaakov Avinu's wives, and there were his children. Like, what's the Grace of Shaila? What are you wondering about? Dr. Yaakov Galinsky and Murray the Gipshat. And it's been, really the Medrash says this. It says, the Medrash tells us Yaakov and Esav were choylik ba'ilamis. They split the worlds. Yaakov wanted Olam Haba, and Esav vied for Olam Hazeh. So after all these years of Esav not seeing Yaakov, he was sure that Yaakov, he wanted Olam Haba. He's sitting and learning. He doesn't want Olam Hazeh. Oh, he's poor, he's impoverished, he's probably limping around, he's probably walking around with one eye closed, I say he could barely see. And what kind of a shidduch do you think he already got by love? What do you think Lovin's going to give him? Someone that's decent, the guy that's mamish mufke from Olam Hazeh? Probably also got someone he can't see on his right eye, she can't see on her left eye. They're matching like opposite each other. He's limping on his right foot, she's limping on her left foot. Like, what's the change, Zion? What kind of a shidduch could you expect of him? What could you, what exactly is he going to show? Esav comes, he's shocked. He says, what are all these animals over here? He asked them. Oh, Yaakov, they belong to Yaakov. Minchi Shluch, and who are you? Where is Avodim? What? What in the world is he doing with all this? Then he comes and he sees Yaakov, beautiful families, his own wives he couldn't trust. He had to leave his begodim by Rivka, the begodim of other Mauritian. He couldn't trust his wives because they stole from him. He had no decent family life. Yaakov Avinu, everybody is standing. I saw you erect with Derech Eretz and beautiful with Derech Eretz, with the children. Everybody respects him. He said, what's going on over me? Yaakov Achim, the Medrash says, didn't you give up Olam Hazeh for Olam Haba? So how do you have this Olam Hazeh? How does this come to you? So Yaakov Avinu answered, Hayilodim Ashechonon Isi Elikim. This is not Olam Hazeh. You're seeing Olam Haba. If a person's an Eved Hashem down here, and he makes this world an extension of Olam Haba, this is the corridor for Olam Haba, then HaKadosh Baruch already gives him a taste of Olam Haba. And like the Rambam says, even though we have a klal, Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Al Moleka, but HaKadosh Baruch gives a person the sustenance down here to be able to help him be Eved Hashem. It's like the Chofetz Chaim says, the fellow that's in the army of the Tsar, or in the army of whoever the king is, so when they feed him, he has to pay for the food. So he doesn't have to pay for the food. He's working for the government. The government supplies him with what he needs. Same thing over here. We're working for Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us. This is not Olam Hazeh. This is Olam Haba. That was the shakel of Itaria between Yaakov and Esav. And he says over a Maisa, he says he had a chaver from his old hometown in Krink. And never the fellow had nisyonis. He went off the derech. He became not from, and he whatever. And then Rav Galinsky heard that he moved to Eretz Yisrael. So he wanted to look him up. He called him. He tracked him down. He called him. How you doing? Maybe you come over for a Shabbos. Nah, for all Shabbos is shvei. come for a meal. If you have any family nearby, Bnei Brak, you'll stay by the family, you come to me for a suda. Oh, one suda he was masking, those can know he's held. So, Shabbos night, everything, they were waiting for him, and waiting. Wasn't sure. So after Shabbos, Yankov calls him, he says, what's the midday? Like, what happened? We were waiting for you. She says, Yankov, he says, I couldn't do it. I said, what couldn't you do? What was so shy to come for a suda? So I started coming to the suda. But then, what did I run into? Families walking in the street, the father, the mother, Medala Kindlech, and Amiklech, and they're all dressed so beautifully in Shabbos, and your mom, you see the beauty and how happy they are. Here, I gave all of this up. I gave all this up because I thought I could find my happiness elsewhere. And what do I see? The emesdik of happiness is, I couldn't handle it, I had to run away. He says, that's what Esav must have felt like at this time. I took Olam Hazeh, and look at the kind of Olam Hazeh that I have. And Yaakov Avinu took Olam Haba. The Medrash says he made a Kal V'chaimah Ba'atzmai. Madach, he gets Olam Hazeh. Even though it wasn't shaykh to him, Kal V'chaimah was going to be an Olam Haba. That's when Esav said, let's make a shutzus. We'll split it. I'll get both and you get both. Yaakov Avinu said, no, it's not going to work. Right? But that was the confrontation between Yaakov and Esav. Shaitan Pasuk Vayter, Vateitzei Dina Basleya. Dina Basleya went out. Lirois Bivnoi Soaretz. So Rashi brings down, Vateitzei Dina Basleya, the Loi Bas Yankiv. She was the daughter of Leah, not the daughter of Yankiv. Ela Al Shem Yitzi Orso Nikris Basleya. Because she went out, she was Muchesas after Leah. She also went out. Like it says, Leah went out towards Yaakov. She wanted him to live with her that night. It was a little bit of lack of tznius, a tiny little bit of lack of tznius. She was a yatsonis, and Mimela, her daughter, was also a yatsonis. So Pekter Van Kotl Zatzal. How can you compare the two? Comparing the two, Leah was mischavim for a bar mitzvah. It was a daksha midaka, a lack of tzniyas. But here she went out, but Noi saw her, she wanted to see the goyim, and it turned out into who knows what. How can it be madam of the two? Zok, Rebaran, Chas v'Shalom, it doesn't mean that because she did that aveira, so Dina was ended up being nichshol in aveira. Chas v'Shalom, that's not what it means. But what it means to say is, every move that a person makes, every action that he does, leaves a reishim on his neshama. The neshama is formed by the actions of a person. And he says, one could really say that a person is the product of his actions. Adam Paulal people, all of us, the Sefer HaChinuch brings down, that a person is made by his actions. And the Mela, whatever maisa a person does, if it's l'tayiv, it moves him in the right direction. Sometimes it could be a not such good action, and even though in the original person, in the parent, it doesn't turn up so bad, but when the child faces a situation and it uses that same netiyah, it could turn out for very bad. That's what the Torah is telling us over here. Because Leah had the tendency, or at least with this maisa, she instituted a tendency within herself to be a yatsanis. That ended up in her child, and then she carried it a step further, and then it caused her tremendous problems. So Rabbanan says, how careful we have to be in every action, in every machshava, in every regesh. It produces a roshim on the neshama, and that gets passed down to the next generations. And that could also be pshat. I think somebody says pshat in the pasuk when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Nase oda mitzalmenu kid Musainu, let us make man. Who's let us? Parshat pshat was the best neshamayla. The Torah teaches us derech eretz. One of the svarim says, it refers to Hashem together with us. Nasa, let's make man. I'm giving the ingredients, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you, with your actions, you are producing the man. You are producing the mensch. And that's why a person has to be so careful in every single action, every single that he does. The Medrash goes on to say that Leah Tosa, if it's like this for bad, then Kal V'chaimah for good. Mida Tovas Meruba, Mimidas Baranias. Leah, she was Tovas the Mida of Haidah. Hapam Haidah is Hashem. So from her came Balei Haidah. Yehuda says, Vayakir Yehuda Vayayimr Tzotkam Imeni. He was Maidah. David says, Haidu Hashem Kitay. Daniel also Mehoidu, Meshabach, he was Meshabach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rachel, on the other hand, was Teufis, the Mida of Shtika, and her descendants came Bali Mistar and Bali Soim. Binyamin kept the secret of Mechiris Yosef. Binyamin, the stone of Binyamin is Yoshpeh, Yeshpeh. He had a mouth, he could have spoken, but he held it back. That was the Midas HaShtika that he was Makabal from his mother. Right, Shaul, it says, Alvaram Lucha Lo Yigid, he didn't say a word after they were Moshe and Lamelech, and Esther Lo Yigid, Esther is Hamav as Moilanita. So the Natiya of the mother, of the ancestor, it goes on for generations and generations. It says, Vayigva Yitzchok Vayamais, Yitzchok, he expired and he was Nifter. Vaya Yosef El Amav, Zokein Usvayamin, old and satisfied by Yigburu Isoi Esav Yankiv Bonov, and Esav and Yankiv, his sons, buried him. Zokta Ramban over here is teaching us that Yitzchak was Mesbeseva Toiva, satisfied, especially after Yankiv, his blessed son, came back to him, his son that took over all of his milas, and they buried him becovered. Esav Yankiv Bonov Gidoile Oilam. Esav and Yankiv, his sons that were Gidoile Oilam, they buried him becovered. So the Sefer Sam Derech of Simchas Yisrael Broiden, Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, asks, we find out the Rabbah by Rivka, the Torah hid her Ptira. It says in B'derech Sa'id, because why? Because it was a Bezayin. That Asa was the only one there, and Yaakov was not there to bury her, and the people would be makalel her for being the womb that carried Asa. So even the Torah keeps it a secret. So what's the pshat? They buried him becovered Asa v'yangav bonav ha'gdoilim, bonav, you know, the gdoilei ha'oilam. You see, Adarab, Asa was a bezayin, and for that reason it hid the ptira of Rivka Yimeinu. So he says like this, by Rivka only Esav was there. And if only Esav is there, that's a terrible bezayin. That would cause the people to curse her. But over here, Yaakov Avinu was here as well. And Yaakov Avinu was so great. Yaakov Avinu is Tzurosei Chakuka Tachas Kisei HaKovet. So that mamish overrides a thousand times over the son of Esav. If he's there also, so then Adarabah, they look at the bracha that was brought to the world by Yitzchak, and the male, they forget about Esav. But the only order I have on that is, but it says, Esav Yankiv Gidoy Le'yolim, it considers Esav also from the Gidoy Le'yolim. From his pshat, I heard that the pshat is, when Yankiv is there, so they forget about Esav. But here it says Adarab, it says Esav is from the Gidoy Le'yolim. So what's the pshat? So I think a little bit of a different pshat. I think the Esav, when he's by himself, like it was by Rivka, it's a terrible call for the world. But Esav has a lot of good in him. From Esav came out Ovadia. From Esav came out Unkelus. From Esav came out the Tana Reb Meir. B'mnei Bonu Shalom Alom D'Toy B'mnei Brak. There's a lot of good that comes out of Esav. But Medvarim Amurim, when he's together with Yankiv and he has the Hashpah of Yankiv, and Yankiv Avinu could be Megayrim. Right? So when he's by himself, he has no Cheshivas whatsoever. That was by Rivkin. That's why we didn't mention it. When he's together with Yankiv, then he also becomes from the Gdei Le'yolam, because he also has the Chshivas to him. So then Taka the Torah mentions it. Hagut and Shabbos.